This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Some schools and federal offices will be closed in Washington, D.C. for the second day after a massive storm that dumped snow, sleet, and freezing rain on the nation's capital. It's blamed for at least 5 deaths. Power outages led to water problems in Richmond, Virginia. Mayor Danny Abbott.
There was a failure of a component that created some flooding at the water treatment plant, and that's impeded our ability to produce more water.
On the heels of the storm, Arctic air. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We are in the freezer for the eastern half of the country through the rest of the week, and that is a big problem because now the next storm that's coming through begins Thursday in Texas, and the potential is there for a half foot of snow.
There are fears of power outages and winter wildfires in Southern California, where officials are gearing up for what's expected to be a life-threatening and destructive windstorm beginning today with gusts that could top 100 miles an hour. President Biden spoke at a vigil in New Orleans for the 14 people killed in the New Year's Day truck attack.
Whether it's in the form of this attack, from this attack, or hurricanes or superstorms, this city and its people get back up.
He and the First Lady placed flowers at a memorial on Bourbon Street. Word of the first bird flu death in a human in the U.S.
Health officials in Louisiana say the person who died was over 65, had been in contact with sick and dead birds in a backyard flock, and had underlying medical problems. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The persons who are currently at highest risk for infection include people who work with dairy cattle, poultry, or wild birds, and they're generally younger and healthier than the Louisiana case who died.
The Louisiana Department
like music,
of Health
man.
Says it has not found any other human bird flu cases. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
At least 95 people have been killed in a 7.1 earthquake in Tibet. The BBC's Laura Bicker.
The Chinese Air Force has flown an unmanned drone right across the area. This is the Mount Everest National Park to try to find out the areas that are worst affected so that they can send rescuers there quickly.
Washing your breakfast down with soda? You might want to switch to water. Here's CBS's Michael George.
A study by Tufts University estimates every year 2.2 million people develop type 2 diabetes due to sugary beverages, and 1.2 million develop cardiovascular disease. The problem is especially bad in developing countries in Africa and Latin America.
S&P futures up 5, Dow futures ahead 22. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you check the Racine City Council agenda for tonight, you'll see some scheduled church chat. The council will convene to consider a $2 million proposal aimed at converting the former St. Nicholas Episcopal Church property into affordable housing. The plan involves tearing down the church and putting in 4 new homes for qualified low-income residents. The city council meeting, the first of the year, starts at 6 tonight. There's a town hall in Kenosha this week to talk about raising taxes. The Kenosha Unified School District is hosting a series of town hall meetings to discuss a proposed operational referendum aimed at addressing financial challenges. The first meeting is scheduled for Thursday at Bradford High School. Officials will try to explain how the $23 million revenue limit increase could help close a projected deficit. If approved in February, the referendum would result in a property tax increase of about $250 for the owner of a $200,000 home. And Racine and Kenosha topped out at around 5 inches. Snow totals from yesterday vary depending on the area, some more, some a lot less. Areas further west didn't see any at all. Snow may return this weekend. We'll get a look at the forecast coming up. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors, 128-104. Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. Just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
college basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a couple of flurries, we'll see mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Temperatures dropping to the middle teens. A light northwest breeze, 5 to 15. For your Tuesday, partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Flurries Wednesday, lower 20s. It's 12 at our studios.
I had to go to the doctor the other day. I'm in the waiting room, and they make you fill out those stupid forms. Like, who should we notify in case of an emergency? I'm like, how about the doctor? How about that, huh? They're like, no, we mean like a parent. What the hell's my parents gonna do? They're like, Mrs. Laporte, your son's been in a terrible accident. She's like, oh, well, give him ice cream. He likes ice cream.
That's real or not, but there was a tombstone that they showed somewhere, and the name of the tombstone was Eleanor Rigby. Now, there's the possibility there was a real Eleanor Rigby, not related to the song, but I don't know. Too coincidental for me. Hey, it's 6:08. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen, and the leftover snow. Get streets plowed? I don't know. There's always snow on the street on Victory Avenue. It's never down to the, you know, concrete, or it's never down to the asphalt. Victory Avenue in front of our building. I know that. I think they plowed it, but it's never quite like the other streets. Maybe it's not traveled as much. Well, partly sunny today with a high near 27. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 12. Cloudy with a high near 21 tomorrow. Clear and 12 at Radio Park right now. Now, the reason I'm a little cheerful about that forecast is, have you seen some of the weather in other parts of this country? 3 feet, 4 feet of snow, tractor trailers sliding off the hills, and whoa. So I'm watching this last night saying, I looked out my window and said, you know what? Not that bad outside. You know, I had to, you know, plow the driveway and shovel yesterday, but still, wow, what some of these places in America are going through right now. You know, I'm happy I got what I got, huh? Hey, coming up later on at the 7 o'clock hour, we're talking about the latest production, Over the River and Through the Woods, at the Racine Theater Guild. But right now,
it's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise love.
Daddy,
is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
Zombies, time of the season, 6:13, local news and time of the hits, right here at WRJN. You know what yesterday was? Yesterday was Divorce Day. People tend to put off breakups during the holidays, so more people get dumped in January than any other month. And the first working Monday of the year is supposedly the top day for dumping somebody. It might be a good idea to toss out a random compliment or do something nice for your partner. Could save your relationship. Well, at least for now. It's sunny today, highs near 27, right now clearing 12 at Radio Park.
And I'm with my guy, and he watches all the pretty girls go by. And I feel so hurt deep inside, I wish that I could die. Not a word do I say, I just look the other way, 'cause that's the way. That's the way boys are.
Leslie Gore. That's the way boys are. Good morning. It's 6:16 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. U.S. News and World Report put out its annual ranking of the healthiest diets to try this year because we all made New Year's resolutions to diet, right? All right, here are the top three. They say the healthiest diets overall. Number one was the Mediterranean diet, where you limit sweets, processed foods, and red meat. Eat lots of fruits, veggies, grains, nuts, and healthy fats like chicken and fish. The DASH diet is designed to lower blood pressure. DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. And the Flexitarian diet, mostly vegetarian, but, ooh, you're allowed to eat some meat. That's nice.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over $8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, opening Friday, January 10th at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hi, Jenny from Big Deals. I bet you're like me. You worked so hard to make sure everyone got just what they wanted over the holidays that a little something for yourself would be really nice. Well, here you go. Announcing Treat Yourself Tuesday. Today and today only, save an extra 15% off any gift certificates in our store. No promo code necessary. Why? Because you're worth it. Hurry in and get yours today.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet.
to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
love me. 622 local news. Tamla's hits at WRJN. Partly sunny, highs near 27 today. Partly cloudy, lows 12 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow, highs near 21. You know what's going to happen, right? You know, we had that 50 degree temperature a couple of weeks ago, and people said, oh, it's going to be a great winter. Yeah, you knew we were going to get cold. Clear and 12 degrees now at Radio Park. Someone asked the internet, what's the etiquette if you win $5,000 on a lottery ticket that was given to you as a Christmas gift? The best responses were, pretend nothing happened. Hey, nothing to see here. Scratch it off privately where no one can see you, or just give the giver a small kickback for getting you the ticket. I don't like that word, kickback. It implies felony and jail time and everything else. Poor little fool. Here's Rick Nelson, 623 at WRJN.
I used to play around with hearts, hastening at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool.
Nelson, Poor Little Fool, local news, Timeless Hits, 625 WRJN. Coming up at a little after 7 o'clock, we're talking about the latest production at the Racine Theater Guild, Over the River and Through the Woods. We'll even have one of the stars of the show with us. That's coming up a little after 7 here at WRJN. All right, Chick-fil-A recently tweaked their waffle fries and added PEA, pea starch, to the coating to keep them crispy. Now there's an uproar. Lots of fans say they suck and they want to bring back the old fries. Sounds like a revolt is brewing. I have two words for someone who wants to make a good thing better. Those two words are New Coke. 626 now. Here's Elvis in the ghetto.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
WRJN local news and timeless hits with Elvis and In the Ghetto. Well, this 29-year-old guy from Houston's blowing up on TikTok after he taught his girlfriend how to ice skate, all so he can propose to her in the middle of the skating rink at Rockefeller Center in New York City. He rented out the ice skating rink, so they're the only two people on it. Must have cost a pretty penny. I hope she said yes. All right, 6:30. Let's check news in the morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you check the Racine City Council agenda for tonight, you'll see some scheduled church chat. The council will convene to consider a $2 million proposal aimed at converting the former St. Nicholas Episcopal Church property into affordable housing. The plan involves tearing down the church and putting in four new homes for qualified low-income residents. The city council meeting, the first of the year, starts at 6 tonight. There's a town hall in Kenosha this week to talk about raising taxes. The Kenosha Unified School District is hosting a series of town hall meetings to discuss a proposed operational referendum aimed at addressing financial challenges. The first meeting is scheduled for Thursday at Bradford High School. Officials will try to explain how the $23 million revenue limit increase could help close a projected deficit. If approved in February, the referendum would result in a property tax increase of about $250 for the owner of a $200,000 home. And Racine and Kenosha topped out at around 5 inches. Snow totals from yesterday vary depending on the area, some more, some a lot less. Areas further west didn't see any at all. Snow may return this weekend. We'll get a look at the forecast coming up. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
After a less than desirable harvest and growing season, and now moving into the winter months, there's a lot of questions about what the hay supply is going to look like for the farmers. I'm Ben Jarboe at the Midwest Farm Report, and with me is Becky Brathel, a regional crops and soils educator for Pierce, St. Croix, and Barron counties, and she's going to give us a look at what we can expect during these cold times.
So we had kind of an interesting year. Like the last 2 years, we've had some droughts, and so that's been hard to get hay to grow back or to grow. And then this year, with all the rains this spring, most people were able to get first and second crop off. But if you were in those places with the high droughts for the second half of the year, your inventory, you probably started to have to feed some hay. And so in the places where there were droughts in our state, the supply is not as high as people who got timely rains during the growing season.
Brathel says to make sure that you're getting your alfalfa tested as it comes in before you feed it to your livestock. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre Solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre Solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and now let's take a look at some agriculture news. It was announced that the USDA and DACCAP partnered to award $23.2 million for 30 new projects under the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program. These will go out to help enhance the local and regional food systems. The Tour de Forage is back again for 2025 with locations and dates set ranging from Tuesday, January 21st to Thursday, January 23rd in Minnesota. The keynote speaker for these events will be Scott Newell, an alfalfa outreach specialist with the Division of Extension here in Wisconsin. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For today, a partly sunny sky and a high in the mid-20s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the low teens, and mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Highs in the low 20s. A little more in the way of sunshine and warming up to the upper 20s on Thursday. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Let me ask you, how many times have you walked into a job interview, taken a look at everybody that works there, and decided that you don't want that job? So then you might as well just goof off for the whole thing, you know? So what can you do for this company? Well, I can do this. Ah! Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo!
Yeah!
The interviewer's like, really? Can you tell me a little something about yourself? Well, I've got pink eye and my foot's asleep. I've got matching silverware for the plate in my head. Hey! I think I can fly. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Next to you in the dumpster behind the airport. Right, perfect. We'll see you Monday. Okay. Come
on. Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Too late for you to notice me. To you, I'm just
local news and timeless hits. WRJN, partly sunny with a high near 27 today. Right now, a clear sky. It's 12 degrees. Well, better than snow, right? 12 degrees here in Radio Park, where it's time for Odd But True. The Russian delegation showed up 12 days late to the 1908 Olympics in London because it was still using the old Julian calendar and didn't realize the rest of the world had switched to the Gregorian calendar. 12 days late, they must have missed the entire Olympics because they were using the wrong calendar. Didn't anybody kind of check that stuff out? You would think so. At 6:38, local news, timeless hits with a Lovin' Spoonful.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Find a girl, come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Sebastian, Lovin' Spoonful, Hot Time, Summer of the City. It's 6:40, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Well, 2024 is over. It's in the books. In America, you know the drill. Not the ride is over. It's time to submit a review on a scale of 1 to 10. How did America rate 2024? Well, the average came in at 6.1. When asked what made 2024 memorable, the most popular answer was reconnecting with old friends and family members. That was followed by creative personal growth. And number three was getting a new pet. That made the year, huh? All right. It's 6:41. We're talking about the latest production at the Racine Theater Guild, Over the River and Through the Woods. That's coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. I remember seeing the movie Woodstock, and these guys performed this song at Woodstock. It's Canned Heat, going up the country at WRJN.
Going up the country, baby, don't you want to go? Baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time. To get away.
exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even leave the USA. Cause it's a brand new game and I won't play.
Woodstock on DVD. What a nice time capsule to look back at the 60s and see that movie. I have the extended edition. Some of the stuff wasn't in theaters, and they put some extra footage on there in the DVD. But I got to tell you, it's fun watching it. Now, where was I when Woodstock happened? Well, my family, my parents and I went to Florida, and we were on our way back, and we were listening to the radio, and they were talking about all the traffic jams in Bethel, New York, where the concert took place. And I'm listening to this thing, and I said, wow, what kind of concert was this? Because, you know, nobody ever heard of Woodstock up to that point. It was, you know, but yeah, you're listening to you can't get through, and traffic's backed up into towns all over upstate New York, and whoa, what is this? And then when the movie came out, I got to see what that was all about. That must have been a fun time to say you were there. Everybody says they were there, but for the people that were really there, it must have been fun.
I need love, to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes, but how many heartaches must I stand before I find the love to let me live again? Right now the only thing that keeps me hanging on when I feel my strength, yeah, is almost gone. I remember mama said, no, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. How long must I wait? How much more can I take before loneliness will cause my heart to break? No, I can't bear to live my life alone. I grow impatient for a love to call my own. But when I feel that I can't go on, these precious words keeps me hanging on. I remember mama said, no, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes. No, love, love don't come easy. But I keep on waiting. I'm too soft, waiting for that soft voice to talk to me at night. For some tender arms to hold me tight. I keep waiting. I keep on waiting. But it ain't easy. It ain't easy. But mama said, you can't hurry.
Diana Ross of the Supremes, Can't Hurry Love, 647, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. You're waking up to a partly sunny day today with 127. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 12. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 21. Cleared since 12 degrees now at Radio Park. Well, after an eight-year legal battle, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have settled their divorce. After 8 years, you'd think they would have forgotten the reason for that divorce, huh? 8 years.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Hi, Jenny from Big Deals. I bet you're like me. You worked so hard to make sure everyone got just what they wanted over the holidays that a little something for yourself would be really nice. Well, here you go. Announcing Treat Yourself Tuesday. Today and today only, save an extra 15% off any gift certificates in our store. No promo code necessary. Why? Because you're worth it. Hurry in and get yours today.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
Oh,
from their Bookends album, Cecilia. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hungry? Have you considered eating your Christmas tree? There's a new cookbook out from an artisan baker and cook called How to Eat Your Christmas Tree. It features dozens of recipes you can make using your tree, including everything from fish to ice cream to pine cone soup. Now, I added the pine cone soup in there, but hey, might be tasty. 6:52, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
1, 2, 3.
Rascals, also known as the Young Rascals. Good loving. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Partly sunny with a high near 27 today. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 12. Cloudy with a high near 21 tomorrow. Right now, it's a balmy, clear, and 12 degrees here at Radio Park. Coming up, we're talking about the latest production at the Racine Theater Guild, Over the River and Through the Woods. That's coming up a little after 7 o'clock. It's 6:56 right now. I don't want you to panic, but the Earth is spinning faster than it has ever done in the past 50 years. Not something to worry about. It's natural. But we may need a negative leap second where you have a 59-second minute to catch up. I don't know if the world can handle that. You know, after we take away a second, you know what's going to happen the next day? People are going to say, oh, I can't go to work. I'm, like, exhausted. I can't. The whole body clock, chemistries, everything's off. I don't know if I get to work on time, but that's, you know. Hey, everybody loves a clown. Here's Gary Lewis and the Playboys at WRJN. Deuce and Tam, the hits with Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Everybody loves a clown. I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. I can't think about how many years ago it was. Maybe about 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. We were taking a ride, we're going to the Dells, but we took the scenic route to the Dells, and we passed through a town called Ryo, Wisconsin, R-I-O, Ryo, Wisconsin. And they had a banner going across the opening to Fireman's Park in Ryo, Wisconsin, and it said, 4th of July picnic with Gary Lewis and the Playboys. And I said, Gary Lewis and the Playboys? Going to be in Ryo, Wisconsin? These guys run the Ed Sullivan Show and big TV shows. They're going to be in Ryo, Wisconsin? So I had to find out. So I pulled over and I saw somebody standing there and I said, Gary, is this the Gary Lewis and the Playboys? Everybody loves a clown. Don't you know she's just my style, this diamond ring? He goes, yeah. I said, they're going to be here at Fireman's Park? Yeah. I mean, live performing, not just a video? He said, no, they're going to be here live. And sure enough, they were in Ryo, Wisconsin. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. It's 7 o'clock, local news and timeless hits. Let's check your news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. First, snow and ice, now bitter cold is gripping portions of the country, from places like San Antonio all the way to New York. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The temperatures are going to be so low in the eastern portion of the United States that the usual salt that you would use, you can't use the normal amount. It's just too cold.
At least five people were killed in crashes in Kansas and Missouri. The cleanup continues in Washington, D.C. CBS's Rob Marciano is there.
A relatively small fleet of plows is struggling to keep the roads clear. Work crews using smaller scale tactics to move the snow, power sweepers, and leaf blowers on sidewalks.
In New Orleans, President Biden spoke at a memorial for the 14 people killed in the New Year's Day truck attack on Bourbon Street.
New Orleans defines strength and resilience. You define it.
He ordered more federal resources to help with Mardi Gras next month's Super Bowl. Former President Jimmy Carter's remains are being transferred from his native Georgia to Washington today. Correspondent Jim Krasula.